When was the last time you prayed, "Father, break my heart for what breaks yours"? I know it's not my first go-to prayer thought. One morning, I was dropping my youngest off at school, and there was a car in front of us that was taking forever in the carpool line. So as I'm starting to get a bit impatient, I see this little girl step out of the car, wiping tears away, shutting the car door, and walking into school crying. Her little face was so sad. It broke my heart. Tore me up, actually. I sat there and my impatience melted away and tears started falling down my cheeks. I hated seeing her sad and starting the day in tears. I was thankful to see a teacher wrap her up and give her a big hug and comfort her as she walked inside. And I prayed a quick prayer for that little girl. I asked God to hold her and comfort her. And then I thanked God for that teacher because she did. She was the arms of Jesus in that moment. I don't know what the circumstances were. And as a mom, I get that sometimes kids are just tired and it's a struggle to get going some days. And you may have tears. But I also know life can get heavy for a child. And I don't know what she faced that morning, but what I do know is what my heart felt and how I was moved to pray for her, her family, her day, her teachers. I wanted her to have joy and be a kid and have a good day. I believe that's the heart of God. When our hearts break for others and we're moved to love, we are moved to action. We stop and pray and not simply comment online that we are. We reach out when someone's hurting and maybe take a risk to love them like Jesus. I'm reminded of the story of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10. A Samaritan man traveled from Jerusalem to Jericho. This road was about 17 miles long and very steep and curvy, making it easy for thieves to hide and rob people along the way. As he is on his journey, he comes across someone that's been robbed, stripped, beaten, and left for dead. Two religious men, a priest and a Levite, see this man on the side of the road. They walk on by and do nothing. But the Samaritan man, a discriminated against, mixed-blooded Jew, and least religious out of the bunch, is the very one that showed no discrimination and loved like Jesus. He walked over and helped. He cared for him, helped him get to safety, and even followed up a few days later. He went the extra mile. He didn't see status, position, or color. He saw a heart in need, and he was moved to action. Jesus is telling this story to demonstrate that loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength must include and go hand in hand with loving your neighbor as yourself. Are we moved by those in need and hurting, or do we simply walk on by? If you know more about God than you are moved by God, you may not know him. Ezekiel 36:26, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I love that. God takes our cold hearts of stone and gives us a new heart of compassion when we surrender our lives to him. We see beyond ourselves to those around us hurting, and we can love and care for them right where they are. May our desire to love others never be limited only to those in our circles or tribes of preference. We are to love our neighbor. That's the heart of God. That's the truth. May our prayer today be, Father, break our hearts for what breaks yours. Move us to love everyone the way you love. I'm Lori Klein.